Hello, friends. I know it might not be great camping weather where you live right now, but I have another camping story for you. I actually started writing this in the summer and forgot about it. And no, I didn't forget because I'm getting older, no matter what your mom says. This story is actually inspired by a famous Edgar Allan Poe story that I really like. I hope you enjoy it. Today's story is called Camping Nevermore. Slow we trudged through field and forest, till a clearing came before us, and sang down the angel chorus, "Drop your gear on nature's floor." Tents and backpacks started falling, son and daughter tired of hauling, horizontal stillness calling, but there still remained some chores. Tents must stand before it comes night, water gathered neath the sun's light, fire lit and fed to burn bright. Only this and nothing more. Ugh, I'll go camping nevermore.
Do we have to?
They asked, mumbling.
Yes, you do. Now stop your grumbling. Time to pitch the tent. Sans fumbling. I won't hear a finger sore. Grudgingly, they moved their booties, tending to all tasks and duties, grabbing sticks, avoiding cooties from the bugs on forest floor. Then they reached for their devices. Put them down. Avoid those vices. Bask in nature's beauty. Priceless. What could phones be needed for?
Just to call my love Lenore.
No, it's time to go exploring. Father looked at kids imploring. We'll have fun, I kept assuring. Great outdoors can't be a bore. So we hiked along the river, till her foot slipped with a quiver. After splash, she starts to shiver, soaking wet down to her core. I pulled her quickly from the water, feeling bad I hadn't caught her. Deathly stare from dripping daughter, ugh, like the demons feared of yore.
I'll go camping nevermore.
Then we heard some twigs start cracking. Branches pushed, recoiling, smacking. Courage in my voice found lacking.
"'Tis a bird and nothing more.
There's no way. It sounds much bigger. And it's moving with such vigor. Wish I had a gun with trigger, for I fear it's bear or boar.
Then the noise was growing louder.
Dad, he'll crush our bones to powder, and he'll eat our guts like chowder.
Terrified like ne'er before, whoa, I'll never see Lenore.
So our family started running, sprinting from the danger coming, praying to get engines humming, lunging forward toward car doors. And we jumped without delaying. There's no chance that we were staying. Off we zoomed with all nerves fraying, never looking back, for sure. But as we drove off toward our haven, from the trees there flew a raven. 'Twas the reason that we gave in, not a Sasquatch's mighty roar. But we'll go camping nevermore. The end.